Hello, friends. This is Cliff Knight from Equippers International. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to lift up Jesus and provide a place for you to learn more about Him and to grow in your relationship with Him. If you find the podcast helpful, feel free to share it with others. We believe it will be a source of blessing and encouragement, and you will be strengthened in your relationship with Jesus. Welcome back to the podcast. We're in Romans chapter 8, and we're going to be looking at specifically verse 19 in this episode. Let me read that for us, and then we'll comment. For the anxious longing of the creation waits eagerly for the revealing of the sons of God. Now, this verse is tucked right in here among the discussion that we've been looking at in regards to the activity of the Spirit in the life of the believer. And then specifically, Paul makes some comments about suffering in the life of the believer. And it's like he's introducing a new idea or a new thought. And it's with this verse that he turns our attention to something very much bigger than just our individual life. He says, for the anxious longing of creation waits eagerly for the revealing of the sons of God. It's a very interesting verse, and Paul's starting to introduce a much bigger thought here, and it's going to be followed in the verses to come. We're going to spend several episodes to move through this section because it has a lot of implications for the way we understand God's plan of redemption. But he's just saying from the get-go that all of creation is actually eagerly waiting the revealing of the sons of God. Now, what is Paul talking about? Well, I believe what Paul's alluding to, and it's going to become more evident as we move through the passage, he's talking about the revealing of the sons of God in the context of our resurrection. He's not talking about all of creation is waiting for mature believers to start walking around doing the kingdom of God work. That's obviously a foregone conclusion, but that's not what all of creation is eagerly waiting for. There's something deeper going on here, and Paul's going to begin to unpack that for us in the subsequent verses. But right here, Paul's just putting things in proper order, or maybe in proper importance. He's saying that what's going to happen when we receive our resurrection bodies is something very powerful, because all of creation is waiting. It's like they're standing, waiting in line for something to happen to us first. And I love the idea that Paul's bringing here. He's showing us that God's redemption is full and complete for everything that he created, but it starts with man. It starts with humanity. He first has redeemed us. He's put us in a place where now we can receive the inheritance. We talked about it before. We can experience abundant life. And we also have a promise that's coming. Paul's going to make that very clear in the verses coming up. And so in that process, man is the first in God's redemptive work. Creation is going to follow. Now, he's going to go into detail of that. We're going to look at it. But he's saying that creation is eagerly awaiting what's ultimately going to happen to us, because creation is going to follow in the same suit. Creation is going to be redeemed. Creation is going to be rescued from its fallenness. But this verse is just introducing Paul's thought pattern and where he's headed in the next verses. So just bear with Paul as he moves through this discussion, but just know that our redemption, our revealing of who we are as God's children in our ultimate resurrected, redeemed, immortal, imperishable bodies are going to set in motion something far greater than just something of personal benefit to us. It's going to have ramifications for all of creation. So be strong and courageous and love Jesus more.